wide. Nobody there for the rebound, though. Puck shot over the net, and Bryslin able to hold it down in the zone. LeCompte's got it. Looking for that centering pass, wraps around, puck along the side of the net, comes free, shot, saved by Lewis, and he covers up.
Great puck movement, good opportunities.
So 4:32 left in the third period, River Kings down two goals. Offensive zone faceoff here, coming up to the glove side of Lewis, the Mullets goalie. And the River Kings are able to come away with it. Wilharm, shot goes back behind the net. Hill trying to hold it at the point, does temporarily, and centering pass, nobody there. Wilharm gets it up. Just saying, the Mullets are able to get it out and clear it, and coming up through neutral ice, and they just dump it down in. And the River Kings held in at the point by the Mullets. And River Kings now looking to break out of the zone. Mullets are back on defense, and the River Kings just dump it into the offensive zone and dump it back in down behind the net. And the Mullets rim it around and are able to clear and get it all the way out. 3:40 left in the period. River Kings down two goals. Ooh, shot just deflected and bounced wide. Kotich has it now, looking for a centering pass. Gets it out to the point. The Beauchamp looking for a one-timer, shot deflected out front. That probably stung. River Kings dump the puck down in, taking off the puck, and the Mullets are able to clear. Down two goals. Will coach pull the goalie to try and get that, if you can get something set up?
Probably, I don't know. Probably maybe he's waiting to score on one more. You got one more goal and then pull the goal.
Beauchamp's got it at the point, deflected, up into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play with 2:55 left in the period.
WIRI Nakusa.
Lewis, the goaltender for the Mullets. 2:55 left in the period. 4-2 Mullets. River Kings have some work to do if they want to get this one equalized. Offensive zone faceoff shot. Blocker save. Right off the faceoff. River Kings have the puck down the corner, taken away by the Mullets. Mullets looking to clear. Held in at the point and still held in. River Kings able to keep it in there. Semi working hard and held in by Bryslin. Mullets have it, chip it off the boards, and are able to get it out. And they've got a 2-on-1 going back the other way. Good play by Dubo. Keeps the puck out of the slot. Puck gets chipped back behind the net. Wrap around try just wide by the Mullets. And shot wide, and the Mullets have it at the point. Blocked by the bouncing puck right in the slot. And the River Kings are able to collect that and get it out of the zone. 2:06, 2:05 left in the period. Puck now behind the Mullets net. And the River Kings trying to hold the good job to hold the zone. Good reach there with the stick by Chausse. And the River Kings trying to hold it down in. He's got the puck at the point. Chausse gets it down into the corner. Texmo centering pass. Oh, rebound was there, and nobody could get a stick on it. And the Mullets clear. 1:40 left in the period. And we have an icing call. So the Mullets won't be able to change their lines, and they'll bring the faceoff all the way back into the River Kings offensive zone. River Kings have had lots of opportunities with the rebounds, just not in the right spot. Just not cooperating tonight. That's the way this game goes sometimes, those bouncing pucks. Faceoff here to Lewis's stick side. Chip back, Mullets looking to fight, looking to clear. River Kings come away with it and chip it down into the corner. Mullets get it, deflect it, and are able to clear, neutral ice. River Kings have it, getting it to chip it away. Mullets trying to dump it down in deep. River Kings come away with it, coming up right down through the slot. Little dip around, semi-centering pass, bang! LeCompte, great centering pass. Gets it across to LeCompte, he buries it in the open net. with 1:11 left in the period.
What a play by David Chamie.
Comes up through neutral ice, crosses the blue line, makes a little dip move around the player. All three defenders collapse on him, and he finds Lecomte with the centering pass, and he buries it in the open net.
Timeouts for River Kings.
Timeout River Kings. They're going to try and draw something up here. Mullets 4, River Kings 3 with 1 minute and 11 seconds left in the third period. River Kings have a timeout. They're going to see what they can draw up here.
Probably going to pull the goalie.
So we will see with that here coming up. So that's an answer. You got to get back within one, and now you got to see what you got, what you can draw up. Get one of those bounces to go your way and see if you can come up with an equalizer here in 1 minute and 11 seconds. So blowing the whistle, trying to get things moving along here. Faceoff will be at neutral ice. And Ayling is going to go in goal temporarily, see if the River Kings are going to see which way the faceoff goes, if they can control the puck. Try and get that extra, and then maybe try and get that extra attacker out there. So, faceoff here, won by the River Kings. Wilhelm gives chase back in the defensive zone. Mullet's really heavy with the pressure. Three guys in the defensive zone, and the River Kings dump the puck, and they wave off icing. And the puck comes out to neutral. 1 minute remaining in the period. River Kings try it. And the Mullets dump it all the way back down in behind the net. Giving chase. Got us the River Kings, and Mullets are just going to try and pin this against the boards and try and come away. River Kings come away with the puck. Coming up through Breisland, coming up through neutral ice. Looks to dip around. Able to collect the puck. Semi's got it. Gets it. Oh, and misses the point to the centering. River Kings trying to catch him on a change, and the Mullets are able to dump it back to neutral ice. 20 seconds left. River Kings, empty net. Bryceland's got it. Looking to make a move. Dumps it high into the net, or into the corner. 9 seconds left. Need a bounce here. River Mullet's pinning against the boards. Nothing there. Bryceland's got it at the point. Shot! Rebound out in front. Couldn't get it. And that'll do it. That'll end the period. Got the shot off. Had traffic out front, but just unable to get that. And that will do it here from the Southwood County Recreation Center. Final score, Mullets 4, River Kings 3. So, with that,
we did a bonus game on Sunday.
All right, so, okay, so two more games yet here this weekend, one tomorrow night and one on Sunday night. So, well, not the outcome we wanted here for the River Kings, but we will get another shot at this tomorrow night. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Francisco. So we will come up here. So River Kings would like to thank all the fans that support the team and thank all our sponsors, Billet Families, Hockey Mamas and Dads, that helped make all this possible. Thank all of you that joined here at home for the broadcast tonight. Great effort by the River Kings tonight, but come up short on the scoreboard by a final score of 3, River Kings 3, Mullets 4. For Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, Flow Hockey, Civic Media, and 105.5 WIRI. Our broadcast team, producer Art Nepgetsik, technical director Matt Fillmore, our help back at the WIRI studios, Carl on camera, and I'm Mark, and Francisco on color commentary. I'm Mark Lochner. Signing off for tonight. River Kings will be back here tomorrow night. And with that, we'll sign off. Everybody stay safe, and we'll check back in with you tomorrow.
Traditional country music is alive and well in the heart of Wisconsin. From Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two erased by sweet red wine. Truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Call in Baton Rouge, sweet Baton Rouge, my Baton Rouge. Oh.
Hi, folks, this is Paulette Carlson from Highway 101, and you're listening to Country Legends 24/7. Don't you just love it?
105.5 FM.
All the reasons why won't make I can. There's just no easy way of telling you goodbye when love won't let you see all the reasons why. I don't think I can go through them again. It's not so cut and dry.
Tanya Tucker on Dick Clark's American Bandstand in 1976.
You're not from Nashville, Tennessee.
No, I live there now, but I was born in Texas and raised in Arizona. And live in Nashville now on 200 acres out on a ranch.
You ride horses?
Yeah, I buy and sell them. It's my main hobby. I really enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah.
Watching you crying. When you do, I just feel like dying. I could give you something that would ease your mind, yeah. Let me give it to you. Just a little bit will do ya. It's something you've been needing for a long, long time. Here's some love. Take a little. As me is what you're looking for, yeah. Put your lips on mine now, and we can make it feel so fine, man. You never have to be without it anymore. Here's some love.
Everybody, I'm Marty Raven with the group Shenandoah, and some more great country music coming your way from the country legend 24/7.
Weekends were made for country legends 24/7, 105.5
FM. Me and Jimmy Crowder and a single cigarette. Crouched down in a stall out in the barn. Three puffs later we were sick as we could get. Praying we'd get better before we got home. She saw me coming through the back door screen. I knew the minute that she looked at me. Mama knows, Mama knows. Sometimes I think she's got a window to my soul. Mama knows, Mama knows. Even when I think it doesn't show, Mama knows. Hearts out on our sleeves. would say. That first love left the sweetest memory. 15 and shy, I didn't tell a soul. How is it mama never has to be told? Mama knows, mama knows. Sometimes I think she's got a window to my soul. Mama knows, mama knows. Even when I think it doesn't show, mama knows. I wasn't home when mama passed away. I didn't get to say I love you, but I've got this feeling. Mama knows, mama knows. Sometimes I think she's got a window into my soul. Mama knows, mama knows. Even when I think it doesn't show, mama knows, mama knows.
Hey, John Schneider here on Country Legends 24/7. And here's my song from 1984, another number one hit, Country Girls.
So fine, they can take a long-haired country boy and softly bend his mind. Made love in New York City, where they dress in silk and pearls. But Lord, I swear there's nothing anywhere that's better than a country girl.
Jackson on Country Legends 24/7.
And a lot of times I'd shaved in the wintertime or grown a beard or something when I'm not working much, and that's what happened last December. I had finished touring. It wasn't anything going on. I thought, well, I'm just going to get tired of trimming that thing. I just shaved one day, and I have time to time, and my children were young, it'd freak them out, so I wouldn't do it much then, but now they're older. What happened was that video came up all of a sudden, and it wasn't time to grow it out, so I just shot it without it, and then it just kind of, so my wife said she kind of liked it, because that's the way I looked when we married. I didn't have a mustache, and so I left it that way for a while, and then a lot of people said they liked it, and a lot of people fussed about it, and I don't know, I think I just grew it back. Got tired of hearing about it. 105.5 FM.
Two young people without a thing. Say some vows and spread their wings and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love. Buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing, side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love. Buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get it done, living on love. Living on love, buying on time, without somebody nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
This is Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
Sunflower, What's up, everybody? It's Charles,
Hillary,
and Dave,
and we are
Lady A.
105.5
Where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good, she grew up slow, like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed. Couldn't wait to get going, but wasn't quite ready to leave. So when I
Thanks for calling our Country Legends 24/7 fan line, 800-889-2221.
My name is Keith. I'm from Nacoosa, Wisconsin, and I listen to your radio station solely all the time. It's the only one I listen to. And again, you have a wonderful station and a wonderful selection of music, and I enjoy you immensely. Thank you so much.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
Yeah. 7 years tomorrow since we set our vows. Under that old pine tree, you ought to say it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
Legends 24/7 with Don Williams.
I can't really remember when I didn't sing. I can't remember when I didn't listen to, you know, the radio and try to figure out what, you know, what the person was trying to say to me and with the song.
105.5 FM.
Miracles, miracles, that's what life's about. Most of you must agree if you've thought it out. I can see and I can hear, I can tell you why. I can think and I can feel, I can even cry. I can walk, I can run, I can swim the sea. We have made a baby son, and he looks like me. We are not without it.
thought I was over you. Thought I could start anew. I got a new job, new friends on the other side of town. But here you are again, just like a long lost friend. Touched your hand, it started it all over again. And I can't help myself. Here comes that feeling, just like a raging river rushing on. Don't love me. But when you're standing there, wind blowing through your hair, well, I'm starting to make that same old mistake again. Like a raging river rushing over me. No, I can't help myself. Here I go falling, head over heels, falling for you again. Head over.
Hi, this is George Strait.
True, in this modern world, when two lovers get together, chances of them ever making it to forever couldn't be better than two in a million hearts. Girl, this ain't just another run-of-the-mill emotion. What I'm feeling is a definition of devotion. My love for you is true. Sun coming up each morning, bright as the light and a baby's smile. Sure as a mountain river wagon, bright as the rain falling from the sky. Girl, my love for you is true. This earth can be borrowed, so there's no way to know when I'll live my last tomorrow. But every day I get, I'll share with you. This feeling just keeps getting stronger as the time goes by. It's written on my face, you can see it in my eyes. My love for you is true. Sun coming up each morning, bright as the light.
Wisconsin loves their country. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
I walked in the front door, turned the light on in the hall. Then I saw the post-it notes that she had stuck up on the wall. The first one said, I love you, but I can't live on love alone. The little yellow post-it notes were stuck up everywhere. One was on the microwave and one on the Frigidaire. He said, I cried all night, but you weren't there to watch the teardrops fall. But if you couldn't get the picture, maybe you can read the writing on the wall. Sometimes you do what you gotta do, if you do anything at all. Sometimes it takes a freight train coming, sometimes it takes a mountain to fall. Sometimes you do what you gotta do. Sometimes you gotta walk before you
crawl. And if you couldn't get the picture, maybe you can read the writing on the wall. The posted note on her pillow said the lonely nights were hell. The one on the mirror said, take a good look at yourself. And the one she put on the closet door said, I waited long enough for you to call. But if you couldn't get the picture, maybe you can read the writing on the wall. Sometimes you do what you gotta do, if you do anything at all. Well, if you couldn't get the picture, maybe you can read the writing on the wall. Well, if you couldn't get the picture, maybe you can read the writing on the wall.
CBS News special report, the defamation case against Donald Trump is over. For now, CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
A New York jury took just a short time reaching its decision in the civil defamation case against former President Donald Trump, brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. The nine-person jury awarded Carroll $83.3 million in damages.
And we just said over for now because Trump quickly announced that he'll appeal the verdict. And then there's the campaign. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The very moment this verdict was announced, Donald Trump's campaign team sent out a press release criticizing Nikki Haley about her border policy.
University of Virginia's Larry Sabato.
We all know